Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's that time again, and it's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, horticulturalist, biocontrol specialist, worm and bug farmer, ecopreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. It's my pleasure to be with you this hour. My guest is farmer, gardening protagonist, and entrepreneur, Darren Farmer D. Jaffe. He is one of the most excited people about gardening that I think I've ever had on the Easy Organic Gardener show. Before I ask Darren Farmer D. Jaffe to join me, here is some news I would like to share with you. If you have not received a copy of our new spring catalog, I highly recommend you get one. Go online to www.arbico-organics, that's ARBICO-organics with an S, or you can give us a call at 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to make sure you receive your free copy. On the back of the catalog is a $10 off coupon that you can use on your next Arbico Organics purchase. Shipping excluded. Like us on Facebook and you will have access to free offers, discounts, and coupons for future purchases. Follow me on Twitter at @drbuglady. Last, plant something, a sweet potato or an avocado seed in water or a full-out garden. You always have our support to help you grow. Now I'm going to tell you a little bit about my amazing guest, Darren D. Farmer Jaffe. Darren D. Farmer Jaffe is the founder of Farmer D. Organics and Farmer D. Consulting, which designs and builds biodynamic farms and gardens across the country. The Farmer D. Organics line of gardening and lifestyle products are sold in retail and online stores such as Williams Sonoma, Farmered.com, and at Farmer D. Organics Flat Ship retail store in Atlanta. He's the author of Citizen Farmers, The Biodynamic Way to Grow Healthy Food, Build Thriving Communities, and Give Back to the Earth. Farmer D is the director of agricultural innovation and development for the Leak Tag Foundation in Encinitas, California, where he lives with his wife and two children. Farmer D was born in South Africa, grew up in Atlanta, went to college at UW-Madison and UGA in Athens, where he studied landscape architecture and ecology. And for the past 20 years, he has been helping create biodynamic farms and gardens throughout North America. His hobbies are paddleboarding, soccer, drumming. I love that. Hiking and camping. And now I would like to ask Darren Farmer D. Jaffe to join me. Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm great. Good morning, Sherry. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, my goodness sakes. You are something else. The more I read about you, the more I'm just, like, amazed. You've already lived about the lives of 20 people. You have just, not only have you been all over the world, my goodness, but you've been in the wake-up business. You've been waking up communities and farmers and gardens all over the place. You are one amazing guy. You're in the wake-up business. Before we get into our discussion, though, give us your, as best as you can, your synopsis. I love the story of, it seems like you just woke up one day and you said, how the heck, if I were to make a turkey sandwich that I'm eating right now, how would I do that? So tell us your story.
Yeah, I was actually a freshman in college, doing what most freshmen in college do, having way too much fun. And, you know, I was sitting down at a little deli in Madison, Wisconsin on State Street, eating a turkey sandwich, thinking to myself, wow, I've never grown anything that I eat. You know, here I am eating three meals a day, you know, taking from the earth and not giving back and not really participating in this, you know, daily ritual. And I just realized I had no idea where that turkey sandwich came from. You know, and I started to kind of ponder the ingredients and start to think about the complexity of you know, the food system, basically, in a simple sandwich, seemingly simple sandwich. And it got me starting to, you know, ask some questions. You know, this was about 20 years ago, so there wasn't the resources like the omnivore's dilemma, you know, where it was unpacking our food and where it was coming from and how far it was traveling and the the way that the animals were raised or the crops were grown and the impacts that those practices have on the environment and human health. And as I became more knowledgeable about it, I got very passionate because I couldn't believe how little, you know, most people know about our food system and how disconnected we've become. And that's kind of what planted the seed for me to go learn how to grow a turkey sandwich from scratch. And that's kind of, I've been on that journey for a few decades and couldn't really ask for a better career passion to be following, pursuing.
You know, and so many of us, I think, we're so busy day to day, we really don't think about where our food comes from. I mean, unless we're growing our food, most people have, I mean, think about just the simplest of things, how to save a seed, how to grow a seed, it has become so mystified because we have, as you say, lost that connection between the food that we eat and the food that we used to grow, the things that we took for granted, just like everybody saved seeds and everybody traded seeds. And there's this other piece that you talk about in particular in your book about the community that it creates. I love this idea where you talk about you're in your office and you set out a basil plant, and then what happens after that?
Yeah, you know, the idea of that, the parable, there is the power of, you know, a small deed, a small action, and its potential to ripple out, you know, just like the simple turkey sandwich. And I think about what an impact it's had on my life and many of the people that I've been able to influence. And that basil plant on the, you know, somebody bringing a basil plant in the office one day starts a conversation, and somebody brings in a pesto, and, you know, one thing leads to the next, and there's a community garden sprouting in the neighborhood and a CSA in the office, and, you know, all of a sudden the policy is getting changed. You know, things just, that's how things start. And what I found so intriguing about gardening since I've gotten into it is, you know, both the personal journey and the connection that it fosters with the land and the rhythms of nature and food and the fulfillment of growing food and that personal connection, which the book drives in, you know, drives hard on the personal virtues and values we get out of the practice of gardening. But even more importantly, I think the relationships that it fosters, because, you know, community gardens and neighborhood gardens and farms just bring people together. You know, people come together around food, and when they can come together around growing food, it just makes that whole experience so much more meaningful. And that's really what I found is when I wrote Citizen Farmers, the idea wasn't initially to write another how-to gardening book. I think there's a lot of great how-to organic gardening books. The idea was more to write a why-to gardening book and the power of building community through food and farming.
Absolutely. And, you know, you say there's a farmer in everyone. Tell us how you came up with that.
Well, you know, it's such a primitive skill, I think. It's something that people have been doing for thousands of years is, you know, growing food, growing plants. You know, we have this such an intimate relationship, whether we realize it or not, we have a very intimate relationship with food every day. And, you know, when you go back, I think if you trace pretty much anybody's heritage back a few generations even, you'll see, you know, a real meaningful, deep connection to agriculture. And I think every one of us, so part of it is that I think it's in us, it's deeply in us, in our heritage and our ancestry that we've been farmers before. And then I also think that as a citizen farmer, you don't have to actually go be a farmer to make an impact. Every day you're voting with your fork and how you choose to eat, the products you choose to put on your body. You know, so there's so many decisions you can make from your home, from your school, your work, your place of worship, your community where you live that can impact the food system and the environment and the health of people on the planet. And I think that's where we can all be not so much consumer. I like how Carlo Petrini from Slow Food says it. He says, you know, there's no such thing as consumers. There's producers and there's co-producers. And so I love that analogy that everybody's participating as a co-producer.
And that's absolutely accurate. We are all producing and co-producing. We're going to come right back in just a few minutes. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about with Farmer D and learn more about his newest book and the great things that he's bringing to the public. Be right back.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and with me is the amazing Darren Farmer D. Jaffe. He's the founder of Farmer D. Organics and Farmer D. Consulting, which designs and builds biodynamic farms and gardens across the country. He's also the author of must-have book, and I do say must-have because it is a great book, and I'm reading it, of Citizen Farmers, The Biodynamic Way to Grow Healthy Food, Build Thriving Communities, and Give Back to the Earth. So, welcome back, Darren.
Thanks.
The show goes so fast, and you have so much to talk about. I'm not even sure how we're going to navigate through everything, because I know we want to spend a little time on the book. I'm just amazed with all these farms and gardens that you put together. You've got one in Twin Lakes, where you put together a network of camps in Georgia for children with serious illnesses. You've got a preserve, 2,500 acre conservation community developed in Florida, which is a CSA farm. You've got something called Cowford in the Florida Panhandle, implementing a 100 acre organic farm with chickens, goats, and cows. When do you have time for all this? It's amazing.
I'm actually my main farm where I live with my family and direct the farm is actually in Encinitas, California, near San Diego. It's a 67.5 acre farm, property owned by a nonprofit foundation called the Leash Tag Foundation. For the last 10 plus years, I've been consulting for mostly large scale master plan communities. Some nonprofit, a handful of nonprofit organizations, city and county projects, and some private individuals. And essentially, the work is helping to plan and design different types of biodynamic and organic farms and gardens. What's interesting is what I love about the work, and what's so interesting about it is that there's so many applications for gardens and farms, right? They fit into hospitals, summer camps, camps for kids with different disabilities like Camp Twin Lake, in residential neighborhoods and, resort and retreat communities. They belong in schools, so there's kind of an endless array. And that's what I love about it is I'm constantly working on a wide variety of projects with, many with an educational focus. The farm here in Encinitas, in addition to a focus on education and building community, is on social justice and addressing poverty and hunger. So most of everything we grow, we donate to the emergency food system, and we provide, tools and training to help people grow their own food. Workshops and programs are free and very accessible. So, it's most of the projects that I've been involved in, I help put them together, kind of everything from the technical side of farming to the community side and the business side, and then assist the client with hiring the right person or people to manage those projects. So I'm not everywhere, thank God. But what's so great about it is we're growing farmers. We're creating these opportunities for farms to exist where people are, where they're highly accessible and impactful, and creating job opportunities and more localized food into the food system. There's actually an article in this month's Smithsonian Magazine about it. There's been a number, it's been called Agrihoods. This one's called Farm-to-Table Suburbs. And it says the context of the magazine is, the future is here, what you have to look forward to in the next decade. And right there with, made-to-order bones and organs is Farm-to-Table Suburbs. So it's a really, it's golf. Basically, agriculture is the new golf. So instead of building communities around golf courses, we're seeing communities being built around more health, based sustainable initiatives like organic farms.
I love it, what you just said about it being the new golf. I was reading this yesterday when I was preparing for the show, and I thought, that is the coolest thing I have ever heard. I love that. I mean, it's exactly what it is. So much, not to downgrade anybody's love of golf or anything of that nature. It's just that, oh my gosh, there's so much productivity. I mean, exercise, community, fun, love. It's everything all wrapped up in one. And I love this idea of the agrihood as well.
What's really special about it too is that the community, when you bring the farm right into the community like that, it gets the support that it needs. So the developer or the organization is able to help fund the startup. And for new farmers trying to get into farming, it's so difficult. The cost of land, equipment, the startup, the risk, it's near impossible to be a small family farmer or small entrepreneur trying to do sustainable agriculture. So this provides a really wonderful platform for farms to weave their way into all these different aspects of society and be supported by those communities, so that they have take a lot of the risk out for the farmers, really connect with the customers, bring them in, and that I think is going to be a really important trend that hopefully will be become a norm that allows us to really have agriculture, gardens, and farms in urban, suburban, and rural communities across the country.
I'm voting for you. That's what I'm saying. I am voting for you. I love the way you think, and it makes so much sense. We've been needing this for such a long time. I just have such a big smile on my face listening to what you're saying because, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, when you just got started, none of this was going on. I mean, people had just given up. We'd given up all of we gave up our food to factory farming, and along with giving up our food, we gave up the quality of the food, the taste of the food, all the different species, varieties. If we gave up our farms, we gave up we gave up so much.
Yeah.
It's so great to see it coming back. And the other thing is, the average farmer is about 60 years old now. And, how are we going to get the new growth of farmers coming up if we don't have a platform and a way to make it happen? Because, as you said, it is extremely risky.
I think one of the most important ways to deal with that challenge, which is a significant challenge, both the age of farmers, the gap, as well as the amount of farmland that older generation of farmer is not passing down to their family. So that means they're selling. There's 400 million acres of farmland in the next 10, 15 years. It's going to transfer from the older generation of small family farms to development, to big ag, because there's no young next generation to carry on that heritage. So it's a little scary. It makes the work that we're talking about so important. I couldn't agree with you more. I think the most important way that we address that is by bringing farms and gardens into schools. I think by influencing children at a young age to learn about their food and where it comes from and how it grows and how to grow it and getting them connected to those cycles and appreciation of agriculture and the importance of farms and gardens in our communities. It's only by doing that, I think, that we're going to really, over the long term, shift this paradigm from moving away from farms. And, it's just the reality is people are moving more into urban centers. We're shifting to a more urban. Oh, we need to take another break.
We're going to take a quick break. That's okay. All right. I just wanted you to finish because you're so elegant when you speak. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric Von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Back, everybody. You are listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry, and with me is the amazing Darren Farmer D. Jaffe. He's the founder of Farmer D Organics and Farmer D Consulting. He's also the author of Citizen Farmers, The Biodynamic Way to Grow Healthy Food, Build Thriving Communities, and Give Back to the Earth. And he is in the wake-up business. Welcome back, Darren.
Thank you.
You know, at the break, you were talking about, and I want to be sure that we underline this, it has to really start with schools. Because many parents don't know how to garden, someone's got to get it started. And I think it's a good place for us to look to for the schools to begin to, again. I mean, it was something that everybody knew how to do. I mean, my grandmother knew how to. She made her own soap. She made her own bread. She made her own feather mattresses. She had an outhouse. I mean, you know, my grandmother did everything, and she always had a garden. She had her own chickens. I mean, the whole deal. And, you know, we just sort of took it for granted that somewhere along the line, I never learned how to do any of that. And so I think, I mean, growing a garden, yes, but none of the other things.
Yeah.
So go ahead. I know you have a thought.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, I think that's the most important thing is connecting kids to these, you know, the ancient ways of doing things and bringing that, making them relevant and modern and important and applicable to their everyday life. What I find happens you know, my passion in this work has been really teaching kids, because I think that every time you see, you know, a young child pick a cherry tomato or a lemon cucumber or a bean right off of the plant and eat it and realize how good vegetables can be when they're fresh like that, it's a complete transformation of how they look at food. And then they go home and they tell their parents about this amazing, you know, lemon cucumber or strawberry, whatever they ate in the garden. And suddenly the parents go, you know, I couldn't force my kid to eat vegetables out of the grocery store, but now they're asking me for vegetables out of the garden. Maybe we should start thinking about starting a garden. Maybe we should go meet this farmer or gardener where my kid, you know, had this experience and get involved. And so that's where it starts. The children change families' eating habits by bringing that enthusiasm home, but it really needs to happen in the garden. And the other thing I was talking about as we broke previously was that what's happening is that, you know, the population is shifting to a more urban, much more urban existence. I mean, people are just moving into more urban centers. We're losing that those connections, those generations like your grandmother. Those experiences are not commonplace anymore. They're going to be less and less so as our society gets more urban. And so that just speaks so loudly to the importance of preserving these, you know, significant pockets of agriculture within our communities, whether that's, you know, in our homes, our neighborhoods, our schools, our corporate venues, our faith-based venues. There's, you know, and at the periphery and the edges of urbanization, preserving agriculture so that it doesn't just, so you don't have to drive out to go see it, but that it actually becomes accessible even within an urban context. And I think that's going to be more and more important. And there's a lot of different places that can play a critical role in this. Botanical gardens are a great place for food and agricultural education, and that's a big trend in the botanical garden world. There's a great article that Peter Raven just came out with about the importance of botanical gardens for agricultural education and preservation. Schools, as we talked about, neighborhoods that can dedicate green spaces to agriculture, like we talked about, instead of golf. Or in addition to, and you don't need a ton of space to grow food for a community. You know, it's not like you're asking for, you know, and it provides an additional green space, quality of life, place for people to gather, connect, get their kids connected to their food, and celebrate the cycles of the planting and the harvest cycles. Really get, stay connected to those rhythms, instead of being so tied to our cars and our technology.
Hear, hear. Let's take a moment and talk about this amazing book that you have written, Citizen Farmers, The Biodynamic Way to Grow Healthy Food, Build Thriving Communities, and Give Back to the Earth. Tell us about this book. What inspired you to write it? And, you know, I love the way you've parsed it out. You know, you start off with composting, and, you know, it's, I love you what you say. You say, I make good dirt for a living. I also make it at home every day, beginning in the morning when I toss the grounds for my coffee and the banana peel for my smoothie into the compost caddy by the sink. tell us about this book.
For years I've had people come to me and just ask, you know, I want to start a garden. You know, where do I go? Where can I get, like, how do I do it? You know, I want to do it, but I'm so intimidated, right? And a lot of the gardening books together, they're pretty intimidating. You know, there's just so much technical information, it becomes overwhelming. And, you know, I couldn't, you know, respond to every inquiry all the time from this friend, that high school friend that called me up, you know, once. So I thought, you know, probably the most effective way to share the knowledge that I have and make it accessible, you know, and really encourage people, because it's kind of a call to action that, you know, it's not hard to grow something, even if you start with one plant, you know, it's. And the idea of the book is that there's this personal connection. So each chapter in the book, the book is structured on the life cycle of a garden. So composting is the natural first chapter. That is the beginning and the end to the circular cycle of growing anything, especially for gardening and farming. And there's a virtue associated with each step in this life cycle. So with composting, it's stewardship. So the idea of why should we compost and why should we be stewards and what is, you know, how do we steward other things in our life, and the same approach we take to composting, we can take to other things. So there's so many rich metaphors in the garden that are applicable. I mean, compost is a great one. I mean, there's just so such intention, and there's a recipe, and there's a formula, and it's alive, and you have to nurture it. And then it's transformational, right? It takes the waste and turns it into the fertility. And so there's so many things that we can compost in our life, whether that's our fears, our judgment, you know, things that cause the patterns for bad relationships, or stress or depression. You know, letting the garden heal us and learning from it and adapting some of the amazing miracles that happen in a garden to our personal lives and enriching ourselves, and then enhance the bigger message in the book. So that's kind of the personal message. It's just the benefits that you can derive from all the different amazing processes, from composting and planting and tilling and sowing and growing and healing and harvesting, reaping, sharing. There's so much richness, and I've gained so much from my experience gardening. I've learned so much from it, more than just about gardening, but about life, that I wanted to share. And then also this bigger context of how important it is for all of us to take some ownership and accountability for our food system and become citizen farmers, that we need to be more conscious citizens about how we affect the food system, the environment, our children, the food that we're feeding our children, the way we're teaching them about the importance of being good stewards. So it's really a call to action, and that's kind of the fist on with the beats, you know, on the front cover. It's like we need to kind of step up and really take some, you know, there's such a huge force working against us that makes it very, for all the things we've been talking about, so challenging for being a small farmer, the generation gap, the chemicals in our food, the water, the impacts on, I mean, it's a really important issue. I think farming and gardening and food intersects with every major issue we have in society: the environment, economics, social, health, education. It really is at the intersection of all of these things. And if we address that, I think we can solve so many of society's problems. And that's really what being a citizen farmer is about.
I love the idea of, or the words that you've coined, citizen farmer. I love that. It is a call to action. It's like this is something we can all do. This is something that does not divide us in any way. And this is something that we're going to be talking more about when we come back with Farmer D Farmer. And so don't go away. Grab a snack. We're coming right back.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and with me is Darren Farmer D. Jaffe, founder of Farmer D. Organics and Farmer D. Consulting. Their philosophy is, by applying biodynamic principles to agriculture and urban gardens, Farmer D. Organics strives to empower people to grow healthy foods and sustainable communities. Welcome back, Darren.
Thank you.
So you talk about biodynamics a lot, and I know that's the the premise for your farms and gardens. And for those of us who are listening today and in the rebroadcast, we would like you to tell us a little bit about what biodynamic principles are.
Sure. Essentially, by a little bit of history, biodynamics was started in 1924. It was inspired by Rudolf Steiner's 9 lectures that he gave in Poland to a bunch of struggling farmers. Rudolf Steiner is well known for starting the Waldorf education curriculum and a number of other initiatives, biodynamics being a big one. And essentially it is an approach to farm, a very holistic approach to farming that takes organic farming as its foundation and adds additional components that are addressing farms that have been heavily depleted. And for the most part, all of our farms have been heavily depleted, over-farmed. Residual chemicals from conventional fertilizers. We've got a lot of frequencies in the atmosphere now from cell phones and all kinds of things that are interrupting the natural rhythms that have been happening for millions of years. And so it takes a very holistic approach. And the basic principles of biodynamics is that you strive to create a self-contained farm organism, which basically means that the farm provides for itself within. So it's a closed loop cycle. Soil grows plants. Those plants feed animals. Those animals produce compost. And that compost feeds that soil, which grows healthier plants, which raises healthier animals, better manures, better compost. And this cycle, and so part of that cycle is animals and growing the food for those animals. So it really challenges the farmer to create an ecosystem that is more balanced and holistic than kind of economically driven, right? And so that's one major piece. The second piece is that biodynamic farmers employ basically homeopathic medicines for the earth. It's like making super potent compost teas using a variety of herbs, mostly wild herbs like stinging nettles, dandelions, chamomile, horsetail, valerian, yarrow. Very potent herbs that actually, when prepared in certain ways and incorporated into your compost, impart healing properties to the soil. And then also using, it basically looks at the earth as a breathing, living organism that has two opposing polarities, which is basically the downward working polarity that is kind of, if you can imagine, like the fall and the settling dew, the winter, the evening, that earth breathing in. That's the downward working force that is inherent in nature. And then the opposing force is the springtime and the morning, the rising dew, and this radiating outward and upward energy. And so biodynamic farmers use specific preparations with female cow manure and quartz crystals, which the female cow manure really enhances that digestive downward working force in the soil, nurturing the soil and its ability to digest and the biology, creating that incredible amount of micro life in the soil that helps plants grow healthy. And then on the opposing polarity, it's using silica, which drives photosynthesis and flowering and fruiting. And so really enlivening those processes by spraying homeopathic preparation. So early in the morning at sunrise, you spray the horn silica to treat the atmosphere. It's one of the few farming practices that actually treats the atmosphere, not just the plants and the soil. And in the evening, when the dew is settling, you apply the horn manure, and it's stimulating the biology in the soil. And then the last part about biodynamics, it's really trying to sum up a lot into a short amount of time, is also planting with the rhythms. So you're planting with the moon cycle, the signs, to try to, again, really just enhance the success and quality of the food and plants that are grown.
That's the best definition of biodynamic farming I think I've ever heard. You really know what you're talking about, and it's so interesting because it does parallel beautifully with homeopathy, from within to without, from down to up, very, very similar. And everything is a microcosm of the macrocosm, and so I love that.
Exactly.
I love the way you describe this, because it makes so much sense. To be in respect of the rhythms of everything that's around us, and versus to be in sort of deconstruct or in resistance to wanting to control nature versus just be respectful to it and love it and stand back and appreciate it for what it is.
One of the big differentiators, I think, where biodynamics is becoming really important, one of the reasons why I choose to kind of highlight it and demystify it at the same time, is that, while I'm a huge advocate of organic agriculture, organic agriculture has, in many cases, become very large scale. Many of the biggest businesses have bought the industry up a little bit. So the quality has diluted. And so, organic farms don't necessarily mean they're sustainable. And so there could be, 1,000-acre monocrop of an organic crop, which doesn't necessarily benefit the ecosystem or the environment in the same way that a biodynamic farm does. So if you want to, support and connect with a farm that's really kind of socially and ecologically balanced, then that is, as far as other kind of standards in the industry, the biodynamic standard, which has a seal, it's Demeter certified process, it's got a a quality control to it, it has a real practice behind it, that is really the highest level of quality if you care about, you know, for, and people should, you know, care about not just the food not having chemicals, but actually being grown in a really holistic way that's good for, good for nature as a whole.
And sustainable. You're right. I have been on many organic, huge organic agri businesses where they're growing nothing but spinach. And to be quite honest with you, in Watsonville, for example, where these are originally conventional farms that they have seen an opportunity to grow organically, quote unquote. And so right next to the conventional, you know, where you have thousands of acres of conventional spinach, you also have thousands of acres of, of quote-unquote organic spinach. And so what we lose is, in particular, we lose the taste. There's the Brix is so low, and children don't like the way don't like food that doesn't have high Brix, which is why they love what you were talking about before, what comes out of the garden. We've got about a minute and a half. I want you to make sure that you get your message out to our listening audience today.
Oh, well, that's what we're doing.
Well, if we missed something, yeah. I want to be sure.
What did I miss? I mean, I definitely welcome people to learn more at farmerd.com and currently leashtag.org about the project here where I'm based. And also, you know, pick up the book, Citizen Farmers. There's a lot of great information about biodynamics, about organic gardening, everything from tips and recipes. It actually recently won a culinary award, the International Association for Culinary Professionals, IACP Food Matters Award this year, which was a pleasant surprise. Yeah, and just stay connected with us, you know, and I'm very accessible, FarmerD at FarmerD.com if anybody has questions or ideas and reflections. And, yeah, it's great to be on the show. I really appreciate it. I love what you're doing, and I'm happy to continue to be an ally however I can.
Well, you certainly are. And I'm curious, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had a fresh garden tomato. Yes, I'm in Southern California, so we actually have tomatoes and some fresh greens and herbs out of the garden with some poached eggs and toast.
Wow. See?
Yeah.
Everybody that's listening, you could have the same thing, and so tasty and so delicious. Thank you so much, Darren, Farmer D. Jaffe. We love you. We love what you're doing. Keep up the great work. And for those of you who are listening, come on back again next Sunday, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll have another amazing guest. Go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week.
Thank you, Sherry.
You bet.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson on placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Gungevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Gungevity for over 17 years, since before it was Gungevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Gungevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.